Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
I don't remember my sister. To hear my dad tell it, I met her a total of 3 times in my life. The first time was on the day I was born. My dad even has a picture of the two of us together on his phone. It's terrible quality, like the colours have been bleached out of the image, leaving everything in washed out shades of beige. Our forms appear dotty and blurry in the half light. I'm a tiny thing, with wrinkled and newborn reddened hands. My head looks like a potato. My sister is holding me to her chest, curled over me, looking up at the camera from under her hair with a smile on her face. I always thought it looked a little bit like she was about to cry. The second time I met her, I was about a year or so old. Dad took me to the house where my sister lived with her mom and her stepdad. He says that she played with me on the carpet of her bedroom for an hour or two before Dad took me home. The last time, I had just started speaking. I can kind of remember this time a little bit, if I really focus on it. But I only remember in blurry fragments of feeling, scent, and touch. It's hard to focus on, like all memories made before you are 3 or 4 years old tend to be. Dad and I met her at the mall. We got pizza, I think. I remember the way the greasy food tasted, and I remember, of all things, that my sister's eyes were very blue, just like mine. And that was that. Dad doesn't talk about her. When he does, it's because I ask. Once, when I was 10 or something, a teacher assigned us a project to create a family tree. When I was rooting around in photo albums, back when people still kept physical photo albums, I found a picture of her. It looked like a school photo. She was posing in front of one of those tacky, nondescript backgrounds that all schools use. When I showed it to Dad, he smiled. He told me that she was just about my age in that picture. He said that twice every year, for his birthday and for Christmas, my sister would send him a copy of her school picture and a little note. I asked how old she was now. Dad thought for a second. 17 or 18, I think. I didn't put the picture in my project. I never asked him why I didn't know her. It was something I never questioned. Like the rising and setting of the sun will rise every morning. I don't know my sister. The sun will set every night. He never offered any explanation besides, "Family can be tough sometimes, kiddo." I never pushed for anything more. One thing I'll never forget, though, is how eerily similar we looked. The face staring back at me from that stupid school picture was almost my own. When I am 15 years old, I wake up to someone in my room. It's not Dad. It's not Mom. There's a stranger in my room. Someone is sitting on the end of my bed. It's too dark to make out any of their features. It's darker than I can ever remember it being in my room before. Honestly, I never felt darkness like this. I knew my hands were trembling around my blankets, but I couldn't see them for how thick and clawing the dark was. My voice was stuck somewhere between my gut and my chest, and even though every part of me wanted to scream, no sound escaped. I never even opened my mouth. But it did. There wasn't someone sitting on the end of my bed. There was something sitting on the end of my bed. It wasn't human. I felt it so clearly in that moment. The undeniable inhumanness of the being sitting at the edge of my bed, They looked human, just like any person, kind of small, sitting so perfectly still. But it was the way the darkness clung to the shape of the figure that told me its true nature. It was the way that, of all the things, I couldn't perceive for how oppressive the darkness was. I could see the shape of it, clear as day. Shoulders, a head, two arms and legs, all there. But at the same time, all wrong. Incomprehensibly, horribly, achingly wrong. It feels like looking at a person you think you know from a distance. Is that my mom, you wonder? Looking at the back of a woman with dark hair in a department store from 50 feet away. Is that my best friend from elementary school? You ask yourself, staring at the back of the head you think you used to sit behind in third grade English class. Is that my sister? I knew it in an instant. Undeniably, irrefutably, this thing at the edge of my bed was my sister. The knowledge rose up in me like a wave, and the revelation of it knocked me down. I wanted to ask what's going on. My heart was pounding too hard for me to form any words. "I don't mean to scare you," it answered suddenly. Its voice was like a great bubbling coming to you from the bottom of a well. "I'm scared," I thought in terror. "I'm so scared." "Sorry," it said in reply. The thing is, I hadn't said anything out loud. "I just want to ask you something." I couldn't say anything in return. Something about his voice unsettled me in a deep and primal place. It made my bones vibrate with terror. "Is he good to you?" I didn't process the question at first. I was too busy noticing, for the first time, that the thing hadn't moved. It dawned on me with sick horror. Whatever it was, your sister, a part of my brain offered, it didn't need to move its mouth to speak. Not even its chest rose or fell. But sure, it had to be breathing, I thought to myself. It wasn't. "Is he good to you?" it repeated, insistent. Suddenly, it was like a vice had lifted from around my lungs. I could answer. "Who?" I whispered, my voice a quivering rasp. "Dad," something answered from deep inside of me. The thing hadn't spoken. It was like the knowledge had just come to me. One moment I had a question. The next, the answer was right there, settled at the tip of my tongue, like it had been there all along. "Yes," I replied, tasting my own silent tears as I opened my mouth. "He's so good to me." The thing hummed, and it was like the whole universe vibrated with a sound. I tried to stifle a sob as it came out as a hiccup. The thing made no indication of having heard it. Nonetheless, I was desperate to silence myself. I was terrified that it would suddenly turn violent, like a wild animal, if I spooked it. "I'm no animal," it spoke. "What are you?" It smiled, tender and aching. "I am what grows in the absence of a name," it told me. "Sometimes, when things are loved and left behind, abandoned to a slow and stinging decay, something else grows in its place. I'm like the moss on a fallen log," it said. "I was not born the first time you forgot to call, nor was I born the second time, nor the 12th. I was not born in a single skipped visitation or a one-off forgotten birthday. I was born through tears and silence and conversations never had. I was born between the spaces of memory and the pages of an old photo album. I was born wondering when a lesson is truly a lesson learned. Is it something learned when the ache of disappointment becomes familiar? Or is it truly learned when there is no disappointment left at all? because you've long stopped expecting something different. I was born in the same way a dead leaf falls off a tree. I was born as a husk of a thing, a time long past. I was born because he didn't tell you my name, and because you never asked. It leaned forward, and a lightning bolt of terror shot like molten lava through my veins. I was burning with it, the fear and the pain, and I recoiled as much as my fear-frozen limbs would allow. Its shadowy hand touched my face, but it felt like nothing at all. Suddenly, its face was clear to me, clear as day. It was like turning up the brightness on a photo edit and seeing a picture emerge from the screen in real time. The face of the thing was my own, identical, even down to the tear tracks on our face. When is a lesson learned? I opened my mouth to speak, and in an instant, the darkness had lifted. It was daylight in a heartbeat. I was still sitting, just as I had been moments ago, drenched in sweat and shivering under the weight of my horror. But my room was cast in warm morning light. I could hear steady traffic on the street outside. My heart raced like it never had before. The impression of bright blue eyes was seared into the back of my eyelids, like the floaters you see after staring at the sun for too long. I stood, tears still rushing down my cheeks, a cry for Dad forming on my tongue. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, it was like it was never there at all. The urge to call for him had dissipated suddenly, just like the tendrils of that awful, horrible nightmare. I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror of my vanity. Same old face. I rubbed tears out of my blue eyes. I sat back down on my bed. When is a lesson learned? I thought, and kept his name shut up inside my head.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.